And it's a pleasure once again to welcome Shelley Green back into studio. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
What are you looking forward to this, now that spring is seemingly having sprung? What's your favorite part?
I love seeing the greens of the spring. Like, it's just so fresh and beautiful. And the sunshine, of course, and being able to walk outside.
Yes.
Just, head outside without putting on boots and coats and your hats. I just love that.
It's a nice transformation, if you will.
It sure is.
Gems and Java coming up very quickly, not this Saturday, but the following. And tickets, if you want to get them quick, right?
Absolutely. We only have 10 tickets left, Dan, and we are so excited about that. And we're looking forward to being able to announce that we are sold out. The support, again, from our community has just been phenomenal with our sponsors and our guests and, of course, our volunteers. Without our volunteers, nothing would happen in our organization. So we are really excited about another great event coming up.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Gems and Java is a great opportunity to learn more about Mothers with a Heart for Ethiopia and some of the amazing projects that they, conduct in Ethiopia. So, Shelley, can you just tell us about some of those projects?
Yeah, I was just speaking before we came on air about the wonderful program of Girls Gotta Run.
Yeah.
And this is an athletic scholarship where girls go to private school. They also receive running training 3 times a week and life skills training 1 a week.
Oh, wow.
And they've just started a mothers group where the mothers of the girls are now receiving financial training, how to do savings, and how to invest those savings into other businesses. So we are so excited to see the results of that. And the women are already doing wonderfully and already talking about the benefits. But you know what? With Girls Gotta Run, we interview girls whenever we go. And these are the kinds of things that I love to hear. When girls tell us that through the life skills training that they have built confidence, that they've realized that they are equal to boys, that they tell us that they know they can do anything that boys can do and that they have equal value, inside, honestly, I am thinking just, yes, this is exactly what we want to invest in. This is the kind of change that we want to hear. Because research says that when you invest in women and girls, when you educate women and girls, that's when you're going to see change. Because women tend to think about their community. They tend to think about their families before they think of themselves. And they will see the needs and they will respond. So these are the types of life-lasting, substantial changes that our donors are a part of when they invest and donate to the projects that we're funding in Ethiopia.
We're talking with Shelley Green this morning from Mothers with a Heart for Ethiopia. Gems and Java is coming up 2 Saturdays from now. We're chatting about Girls Gotta Run, but there's a couple of other areas. One of them are the surgeries, an area that you help fund.
Right. And I think in Canada, we just can't understand the suffering of the people in Ethiopia. Women who are living with prolapsed uteruses, oftentimes for years and years. This is where a uterus is actually outside of the body.
Ooh.
There are different stages and severity of this, but we have met women that actually have their uteruses outside of their body for years.
My.
And the impact of that physically is physical suffering, pain,
I can't even
but
imagine.
Also emotionally. There are effects because of that, like the body odor, they start to retreat from society because they just can't be with others. So it's so impactful on their quality of life. And we have been able to fund way more than 640 surgeries now.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible.
And we have talked to the women before surgery to understand their suffering, but then also after. So after they've had their surgery for a year or two, and I will tell you, it's transformative. These women tell us, I can dance, I can sing, I can run, I can do anything. I'm a new woman.
Wow.
And so we've been actually able to talk to these women to understand their suffering and to know that when we have made the choice to invest or to donate $435, these women's lives are changed. And that cost of surgery here is well over $5,000. So it's just another example of how we are empowering women to be able to be a part of their communities, to be able to have joy again, which, the joy in being able to do that, Dan, is a privilege.
And that's just a couple of the areas that you'll be helping fund when you purchase your tickets for Gems and Java, which is coming up on the 22nd. And just quickly, Shelley, when people walk through the door at Southgate Center, what would they expect during Gems and Java?
It is really, it's not only a meaningful event. I mean, that's the whole goal of the event, is to educate and to inspire people to choose to give of their own resources or their time as a volunteer. but it's also a nice event. So people enjoy delicious food and drinks. We have a really great silent auction. We have a Bags and Baubles boutique, which is a highlight for often for many people, where people have donated gently used or new items of jewelry, purses, scarves. People get to choose one item complimentary with their ticket, and then we encourage them to continue to shop, and we've made a suggestion of a donation of $5 per piece, unless it's otherwise tagged as $10, but most pieces are suggested at $5. So that is fun, and our volunteers set it up like a boutique. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we also have an Ethiopian mercado, which is like a marketplace of items that have been made in Ethiopia, and that also supports those projects and you know, just financially our organization. And then I speak and do a presentation. So it, you know what, it is fun. People love it. And the women that come back every year, or new women, tell us, like, we just love this. And it was such a great event. And they leave knowing that they've chosen to make a difference.
Very cool.
And really, you can't put a value on that. When you feel like you've made a difference in somebody else's life, that brings joy really like nothing else.
Absolutely.
It truly is an amazing event. And as you mentioned earlier, you guys only have 10 tickets left. So for those out there who haven't bought their tickets yet, how do they get them?
Yes. So two ways to get your tickets. One is online at our website at www.motherswithaheartforethiopia.com. And you can buy your tickets there, or you can make a phone call to 519-535-9535.
It's wonderful. Get your tickets now and support something very powerful. MothersWithAHeartForEthiopia.com is the website. Also on our events calendar at heartfm.ca. Shelley, great to see you once again. Anything you want to pass along before we let you go?
Just, I really encourage people, if you haven't been before, come out.
Yeah, you know, check it out.
Take the opportunity to have a really nice afternoon, but also to learn and have your hearts impacted by what you're going to learn. And if you've been before, but you haven't been for a while, maybe since COVID, please come back.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you. We're just so thankful for our community support. Our volunteers are absolutely incredibly dedicated and talented. And we just have this team that makes it all possible. And I'm just so thankful.
Gems and Java, Saturday, April 22nd at Southgate Center. Full details, hit us up on the events calendar. Shelley, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's 8:17.